Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is hosted by Center for Advanced Medicine, an integrated medical center who understands that there's a deeper underlying reason for your health problems. Each week, their health professionals share insight with you on a variety of topics, including the latest in natural health care and current health products, in order to assist you and navigate the sometimes difficult task of getting answers to your health concerns. Finding the root cause of your health problems and on the road to recovery is their goal. We invite you to call into the show each week with your questions. That number to call when the host opens the line is 866-KPRAISE or 866-577-2473. Now, here's today's edition.
Well, good New Year's to you all, folks.
Good New Year's.
You know, we have, this is Dr. Bill Kellis and Dr. Dave Nelson, and we are here to help you with any of your health concerns. But, you know, the first thing I always like to start out when I take a look at the New Year's and say, okay, how do you feel about yourself? Do you feel good about yourself? Do you feel good about what's going on in your life? And if so, is it confirmation bias, which is if I do something good, it's my talent, and if I do something bad, it's bad luck, which is confirmation bias. So the question is, how are you feeling about yourself? How are you feeling about your health and all that kind of stuff? And what can we do to help? Those are interesting questions, huh?
They are. You know, there's so many different aspects to that, from physical to emotional to spiritual.
We're integrated.
Integrated, yes. Yeah,
every part of us, it all works together. You know, interesting thing that I find as I work with people is where the problems start.
Yes.
And for example, somebody says, well, you know, I don't know what it was, but I started having dizziness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, dizziness. Well, tell me about that. When did it start? Well, is it when you stand up or is it when you take a hot shower, or is it situational when you move your head, or is it just anytime you can get dizzy?
Right.
And before you know it, we start getting dizziness, and then that leads to they start getting tinnitus, which is mm-hmm. ringing in the ears.
Mm-hmm.
And then before you know it, they start having headaches. And I'm starting to ask, okay, what's going on? And we can follow that. The normal doctor's going to take a look and see if there's a tumor in the head.
Right.
And what we're going to do is take a look and see if there's a problem with the dental work or the bite or mm-hmm. did you have a whiplash mm-hmm. or, you know, what set it up? We're always looking for the root. If you don't find the root, there's no substitute.
Oh, that's right.
if you're getting bad fruit, there's no substitute. Got to find the root.
And, you know, one thing that you and I do, we go back and I go back and I want to get a timeline. I love timelines from childhood and walk everyone through their life.
Sure.
To see where, I mean, small injuries that, let's say, hit your head falling, jumping over a rock or a stump or something on a hike, hitting your head, that could have impact 10 years from now.
Because your body compensates.
Yes.
So if you hit your head, what kind of things can happen from hitting your head?
So number one, we hit our head, we're going to put, you could end up with a whiplash. And that whiplash affects from the skull to the jaw to the cranial bones all the way down to the spine.
And, of course, the vagus nerve.
The vagus nerve, yes.
And the vagus
from digestion.
Nerve controls your entire digestion.
Yes, yes.
That's why people, after they have whiplash, they feel fine for about a month, and then all of a sudden they start having headaches and feel terrible. Why? Because they aren't they're putrefying and fermenting their food rather than digesting.
And, you know, I have patients coming in and say, well, I went to the chiropractor and he just adjusted my neck. Well, what happens in the neck and the head and the whiplash affects the lower back too.
Well, it's more than that. They're adjusting side to side.
Yes.
Which is balancing out and taking that nerve impingement
off.
But it's not getting the arch back in the neck. And if you don't get the arch back in the neck, folks, you lose that spring flexibility that you have, and you start becoming like a girder. And every time you hit something, it's like gong,
yes.
rather than wiring.
And that can affect, we're going to move then toward into the mandible jaw area, the bite. That can affect the temporal area, the cranial bone that we talk about, the cranial that may be jammed, which is would restrict blood flow.
Blood flow and cerebral spinal fluid flow.
Yes.
And your brain sits on that cerebral spinal fluid, and if it's not flowing, people think, well, okay, what makes it flow? Respiratory cycles.
Yes.
And people go, well, I don't breathe very well.
So that's going to affect breathing?
Yeah.
Breathing could be affected too.
Of course. And the vagus nerve affects breathing. And breathing is affected by, affects the lack of breathing or deep breathing, that's caused by any fear or accident or fall,
yes,
like diaphragm gets jammed. Then the breathing doesn't work. Then the pump doesn't work.
Yes.
Then your cerebral spinal fluid doesn't work. And then you start having problems remembering things. You have problems thinking about things. You may have sleeping problems. And it goes on and on and on.
Yeah, and the sleeping disorders, and then acid-base balance, more acidity may come in because of the lack of breathing properly, the buffering system. Now we get, open the door to more inflammation.
Well, and your head being in front of your body makes all your muscles constantly pull and kick out lactic acid. So you go high in the acid coming from the muscles, the lactic acid, and low in the breathing of oxygen to offset that. Mm-hmm. So your pH starts going more acid, and you start becoming more acidosis. And then what ends up happening is you have inflammation all over your body. And so you start pulling the calcium from your bones and the sodium from your bones to buffer that, causing arterial problems, causing joints to stiffen and freeze. And it goes on and on. Then they show up to us and they have calcium neck.
Yes. And then what else happens is I see this a lot. There's an emotion of fear that sets in. What's going on? That emotion of fear creates other emotions.
Fear of everything.
Fear of everything. And we know who brings in the fear.
Who's the author of fear?
The author of fear.
Well, fear is the misuse of faith.
Yes.
It's faith in failure.
Yes.
And faith is to believe that everything happens for a reason. Romans 8:28, for those of you who want to look it up. For all things work for good for those who love the Lord. And what ends up happening is once we realize that, we say, okay, what can I learn from this? How can I grow from this? And folks, here's where I'm going to bring you to what I'd love to see you do. Write down the things that didn't work in your life, things that are really bad that you wish never happened. Then write down the bad things that other people have done to you.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you want to do is write down the bad things you've done to other people that you wish never happened. And then write down, any of the things you wish never happened. Any wish things you wish never did, those groups of things. And the next thing you want to do is write all the lessons you learned from all those bad things. Okay. And then on the next page, write how you would like it to have been. And then here's the last thing. You have to decide who or what you're not willing to forgive. That's going to stop you from having the new life that you want, which is all the way you wish it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's willing to give you that, but you have to forgive everybody else of all that stuff of the past. Because the past is past. We all have regrets of the past. The present, if you have regrets of the past, you live in doubt in the present. And you live in both fear and dread of the future. So if you want to move to hope, you have to do it by giving up your right to be right. And when you do that, you can give that to God. You know, he'll take care of you. We don't have to worry about justice. People go, well, I'm going to take them to court. I'll show them they can't do that. Well, court is not where you get justice, folks. Court is where you get legality.
Right.
And legality and justice are very different. So what you want to do is you want to forgive whoever wronged you, because whoever wronged you and whatever happened wrong is holding you back from being who you want to be. What do you think of that, Dave?
I love it. Yes.
That's just a New
Year's
way of bringing us through.
Yes.
And that's really what salvation is all about. We got to free ourselves from our past, free ourselves from our anger, our upset. What kind of problems on the body does the anger and the upset cause? How about the gallbladder?
Oh, yeah, gallbladder and liver.
Yeah, you get a lot of pain in the gallbladder area. They say 60% of the people will die without their gallbladder. Well, golly jeepers, that's a bad thing.
Yes.
So what happens is that anger we hold on to can affect our gallbladder, which affects our digestion, affects our hepatic bile duct, all of our areas like that, our ability to deal with fats and oils.
You know, the whole area, I'm going to say two things here, sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is when the body is in that stress mode.
Fight or flight.
And it starts to shut down. That can shut down digestion, assimilation, and digestive disorders, colon issues, and gallbladder issues.
Well, because you're constantly fighting with the world because you've got this anger about you've been wronged and you're going to right the wrong. You know, they say hurt people hurt people.
Yes.
And victims, you have to feel like a victim to be able to be a tyrannist. To tyrannize people, you have to feel like a victim. I mean, Hitler felt like a victim in World War I, which made him do the whole tyranny thing. Lots of things like that. But now let's go to this anger thing. When you get angry, what do? You grit your teeth.
That's right.
Well, that causes all kinds of dental problems. Could be a root canal, could throw your bite off, could do all kinds of
grinding teeth.
Grind your teeth. You close your eyes real tight, which can cause like headaches. You kind of squint your eyes real tight and your nostrils go out and you hold your breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my gosh, that's, you want to get sick? That's the way.
Yeah.
You're holding your breath. You're not moving all the respiratory cycles. You're not moving your lymph fluid. You're not moving your spinal fluid. There's so many things that you're not doing at that point that can set you up for all these problems. So anger can also tighten up your muscles, tighten up your neck, because if you're going to get hit, you want to have everything as tight and powerful as possible.
Yes.
And yet, as we've learned, it's the flexibility that keeps you protected.
Yes.
What do they say? Fools, drunks, and children.
Yeah.
And the reality is the advantage they all have is they're all feeling very flexible.
Right.
So when we get all stiff-necked, stiff-necked people we talk about in the Bible, we set ourselves up for problems.
Yes.
And there's a lot of things we can do to resolve that.
Good wisdom.
Hey, I'll tell you what, folks, if you'd like to join the program in progress, we'd love to hear from you. This is our new year. We want to help you get off to the right start and find out what's going on at the root cause of what's going on with you. So give us a call, toll free, 866-577-2473. We want to hear from you. Let's find out whether that little thing can become a big thing if you don't do something about it. So don't keep messing with the fruit. Get to the root. There's no substitute. 866-577-2473. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Could your fish oil supplements be weighing you down? Recent reports have shown that many fish are contaminated with heavy metals. Contaminated fish can mean contaminated fish oil supplements. How do you know yours are free of those heavy metals, pollutants, or even radiation? Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil have gone through the standardized Eurofins process, the most rigorous testing for heavy metals and dozens of other pollutants. And we've gone even a step further, testing for radiation in response to the nuclear disaster in Japan, still dumping radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean. With Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil, you can get all of the health benefits of fish oils without being weighed down by contaminants. Order your bottle of Metagenics Omegagenics fish oil today. Just call 760-632-9042. 760-632-9042.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic. A clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProBiomax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProBiomax is right for you.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is FM 106.1 North County, AM 1210 San Diego, K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, a second opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, and my co-host and my special guest. And you and I have been together for about 30 years, haven't we?
It's been long, yeah, been quite, well, maybe not 30. It's been, I can't even count the years. It's been a long time.
It's so long. Is that cat years? Anyway, any of you who would love to join us in progress, we'd love to find out what's at the root of what's going on in you. What could be really causing that little concern? You know, that little ache, you know, how your toe hurts or your fingernail hurts or something little. That could actually be leading to something more. So give us a call. 866-577-2473. You know, if you let it go chronic, it can get really bad and start recruiting other parts of the body. So you want to solve it while it's small, or if it's big, let's figure out where it started, where the fire started. So 866-577-2473. Line's right open right now. Anyway, let's go to Rob. Rob in San Diego. Rob, you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling. Happy New Year.
Right back at you. My question to you, gentlemen, is I took a blood test, and my lipoprotein A, the letter A like apple, was quite high, and the doctor wants to put me on a statin, which I don't want to do. What would you gentlemen say for me to do?
Yeah, okay, I'll let you go.
No, go ahead,
Dave.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, lipoprotein A is going to tell us that you're going to put plaque in your arteries is what that's saying. Now, the reason that's happening is the key. A statin drug will do nothing but suppress all your cholesterols, which your cholesterol is used to make hormones, and hormones are used to control your immune system, are used to give you energy, are used to give you testosterone, progesterone, all those really important things. So you don't necessarily want to just lower the hormones. You want to find out what's causing the inflammation. So what we normally do is it's normally tied more to a sugar when you're dealing with this. Do you eat a lot of sugar or carbohydrates?
Minimal sugar, minimal to moderate carbs.
And how about alcohol?
I don't drink at all.
Good.
Okay. All right. Then those are the first things we take a look at. We also take a look at microorganisms that can cause inflammation, things that would cause bloat, gas, constipation, diarrhea, or dental. Dental's a big player here. You can have a dental problem. Any root canals?
No, and I religiously get my teeth with a periodontal cleaning every 6 months.
Good for you. Any bloat or gas, constipation or diarrhea?
I'm getting gas lately because I've been eating a lot of garlic, but I don't know if that's related.
Well, garlic's an interesting one because garlic is part of the sulfur family, which means we want to make sure that you can handle sulfur properly, and that can increase your lipo A.
Really?
What sulfur is it requires is manganese and molybdenum to process properly, and of course B6 for all amino acids. And the sulfur family is what detoxifies your body. However, some people can have allergy to garlic, and so you want to make sure they're not allergic. I would recommend that you see Dr. Nelson, get the, find out what's causing it, and then resolve the underlying issue rather than keep suppressing the system and the symptoms. Let's find out what's the source of the problem.
So, Rob, what's your cholesterol and triglycerides running?
Just a moment here. Let me look at the sheet. My cholesterol was 208, and my triglycerides, which are really, which are very good, they're 73.
And what are your HDLs?
HDL is 52, which is also good.
Yeah, see, that's not bad. He's got about a 4-to-1 ratio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is 4-to-1 is where they start looking at problems there, but the lipo A says we're having some problems with some of the inflammation. Do you have a C-reactive protein on that?
Yes, I do. That's a CRP?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's 1.3.
Right, well, not bad.
That's not too bad. So I would say, do you have a...
what kind of oils and fats are you getting in your diet?
I take... to make a long story short, for another situation, I take cod liver oil 2 teaspoons a day, and then I, at different times, if I'm going to ride the treadmill, I'll take 200 mg of vitamin E.
Okay, all that's good, and you're obviously getting minerals and things like that, right?
I'm trying.
Yeah.
You sound like you're doing a great job, Rob. The things I'm looking at, what else would you take a look at, Dr. Nelson?
What are your other fat levels? They obviously did a VAT test for the lipo A. What other markers?
How about your white blood cells? Do you have white blood cells there?
I don't think we did that test. If you give me the, like I'm looking under the component, like you've asked me pertinent questions before.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're sitting right in the lipid panel.
My A1C1 is within the range too. It's safe if you're between 4.6 and 5.6. I'm right at 5.6, so that's hanging in there.
Yeah, that tells us how you're handling blood sugar.
Sugars,
because you don't take a lot of sugar, that's working pretty well. That's why we're trying to, and you're working out, so that would increase things.
Yeah, I exercise. I've lifted weights all my life, and I ride the treadmill at least 4 days a week.
Geez, Rob, you sound like me.
Well, I call that exercise is the fountain of youth.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Some days my fountain runneth under, but most of the days it runneth over. all right. So you sound like you're from back east somewhere.
No, I'm originally from Hawaii, and I've lived in Southern California ever since.
Wow. Okay. I like your style, Rob. A couple things. The reason I'm looking for the white blood cells is I want to make sure there's no infections going on there, and that's why I was looking for your neutrophils and your lymphocytes and things like
that. Any mercury fillings in your mouth, anything like this? Any dental work at all?
Yeah, but it's mostly gold or porcelain.
Any crowns, caps?
Well, porcelain's an interesting thing because porcelain fuses to metal. They call it PFMs, porcelain fused to metal.
Yeah.
And the metal they fuse it to can be nickel, and nickel can react even with gold to cause a problem.
Can I jump back to something that I said earlier? I've tried to keep my blood thin because I have minor AFib flutter, and I don't want to go on the thinner, so...
So
I've used the garlic to thin it, but what you're saying is the garlic may indirectly be causing me problems in the lipo
A. And you may be fixing a symptom instead of the problem. One of the reasons you get AFib is magnesium deficiency.
What kind of minerals are you taking?
I'm taking magnesium glycinate, 400 mg, once a day, and I'm taking potassium. I take from listening to Dr. Keller. Last time I talked, I'm taking a calcium to bounce that out. I just ask me the question. I'll say yes.
Let me tell you what I would do if I were you, because it sounds like you're doing really good stuff. And I have this done once a year for myself. Have them go in with an ultrasound and check your carotid arteries and those kind of things and see if there's any plaque blockage.
Just had my carotid, thanks to you, I had my carotid artery checked as well as my peripheral, you know, below the legs. And the end of this month, I'm going to have the aorta artery checked as well. But right. The other first two tests were good.
Yeah, see, that's really the key. The question is, are you having blockage? You know, I mean, because all these tests are to show whether you're going to be building plaque up in the arteries. Well, if we look at the arteries, let's see if there's any plaque buildup. You know, people talk about, well, I had, you know, 90% blockage and I had to have a bypass. You know, folks, if you let it get to 90% blockage without seeing it, that's shame on you. Come on. Let's take a look and see where it is. And what, it sounds to me like you're
Has there been any stress in the last 6 months of the year?
Yeah, my brother passed away October 31st. That was tough.
Yeah, well, see, that could be part of what's going on. And was this test done after that?
Yes,
Okay.
Yeah, that's very good. Dr.
One other thing, gentlemen, just for the heck of it, because I'm older than both of you, I think, although I don't sound it. From the old days, I'm taking lecithin, which supposedly alleviates a lot of garbage in your veins and arteries.
What lecithin does is it helps break down the oils properly. Uh-huh. So it emulsifies oils. It helps the liver and gallbladder do the job of emulsifying your oils and breaking them down so you can utilize them. It turns fat into water, basically.
Yeah. And what kind of work have you done past 20 years?
Well, let's say I worked for an airline, then I was in manufacturing, then I did sales. I'm 75. I don't sound it, but I'm retired right now.
We're never retired, are we, Rob? we just find new things to do that don't pay.
Well, work for the airlines. Any exposures to any chemicals, heavy metals, exposures to toxins and stuff like this? Manufacturing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. Yeah. See, what we're looking for are chemicals, heavy metals, things that you could be exposed to that could throw you off.
You know what? One of the things I when we see and start looking for AFib, I want to look for chemicals, toxins, mineral imbalances.
Something that throws off your electrical.
Because it's electrical. It's electrical. And so what causes that electrical balance is the electrolytes, is the minerals. So what is causing that to be imbalanced?
And in fact, something like a bad prostate can cause urinary tract problems, which can cause electrolyte to go off. So there's lots of things to...
And that's why we wonder about the stress, because stress creates this... We talked earlier about the sympathetic nervous system and how that can create like a domino effect of inflammatory issues and breathing and so forth, oxygenation, so...
Yeah, that's the only sympathy I get nowadays, is sympathetic nervous system.
No, gentlemen, after listening to you, and if I forget, I really appreciate your help. And one last thing, you'd mentioned about a white blood cell test. I'm wondering if I should go back and just have my doctor give me a white blood cell test.
What it's actually called is a CBC, a complete blood cell, and it gives you red, white blood cells. And then within the white blood cells, it tells you the differential of which parts are high or low, and that can tell you if you have an infection in a place where they have a virus or a bacteria or parasite or allergy. That tells you in that area, and then you can start trying to figure out which area the problem is.
Do you eat sushi?
Say that again, please.
Do you eat sushi?
Do I eat fish?
No, sushi, tuna,
No, I don't. No, okay, don't. Okay, don't touch it.
He eats real fish, not bait. Yeah.
I would love to take a look and see, do a scan and see what's going on with electrolytes and chemicals. And I mean, my question is, what's going on in the mouth? Because if there's any porcelain fused to metal crowns, caps, things like this, there could be some issues.
Yeah, for example, we end up putting a voltmeter, an ohmmeter, in the mouth and reading the voltage coming across the teeth. And if that's off, that can throw your whole system off.
Yeah.
Because what that does is automatically put electrons, and which can make your blood acidic, and then you start blocking up stuff, and your body responds, and you get things like high APOs.
Very interesting.
Yeah, body's fascinating. In fact, I'll give you four things, and I was just looking at them this morning. We want to take a look at your genetics. You may not be able to process sulfur for some reason. You may be low in certain genetic things.
MTHFR.
Yeah, we want to look at your biome, your microbes. Do you have healthy microbes or sick microbes? We want to look at your toxins, and we want to look at your systems, structure, dental, all the systems, how they're set up. If you get those four right, the body works pretty well. If one of them's off, it's like all of them are off. That makes sense?
I'm listening to what you're both saying. I'm just a novice learning here.
We can be underwhelming from time to time. Sometimes we can be overwhelming. I try to be whelming. Anyway, I hope that helped you, Rob.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I hope that helped you.
Oh, it made my day on this gloomy Saturday morning.
Okay.
have a blessed day. A blessed New Year.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome.
Thank you, Rob.
Bye.
You know, for the rest of you, if you want to find out what might be going on, you got to admit this is a cheap house call, man. We come to their house and we help give you answers to questions that you've had, and it costs you nothing. This is our way of giving back and helping people. This is fun for Dr. Nelson and I. We really care about people. That's why we do this. Give us a call. Join the program in progress. We have lines open right now just for you. 866-577-2473. Toll free, 866-577-2473. We'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
At the center, we always say that one of your most important doctors is your dentist. Make sure you go to a dentist we go to, one that we send our families to. Dr. Al Falla is one of the few dentists we know, trust, and go to because of his integrity, skills, and commitment to excellence. You can reach Dr. Falla's office at 760-730-1600. That's 760-730-1600, or go to dentistryforsandiego.com. Dr. Falla incorporates state-of-the-art techniques and training in all phases of holistic dentistry, bite balancing, and TMJ treatment. Dr. Falla is an accredited member of the International Academy of Oral Medicine and Toxicology and a fellow of the International College of Craniomandibular Orthopedics. Call Dr. Falla today at 760-730-1600 or go to dentistryforsandiego.com.
There's nothing like clean, fresh, great-tasting water from every faucet in your home. And that's why you need FilterCon. FilterCon. It's the whole house water filtration and conditioning system used and recommended by many doctors and health professionals. It delivers clean, great-tasting, filtered water throughout your home, even your bath and shower. Natural water. None of that slippery, slimy, saltwater feeling. Your hair and skin is going to love the difference. And it's computerized. That means maintenance-free. No more lugging heavy bottles of water or bags of salt. It's centralized water filtration. You get all the filtered water your entire family can drink, cook with, bathe, and shower with, wash the dog with, you name it, for just pennies per day. The FilterCon water system, truly an investment. You can pay more, but you won't get more than a FilterCon. Check out their website at FilterCon.com. That's FilterCon.com. Call 1-800-550-1995 and ask for the special health show pricing. 1-800-550-1995. It's 1-800-550-1995. 800-550-1995.
Don't trust probiotics with hidden identities. Ultra-floral probiotics from Metagenics are backed by the ID guarantee for purity, clinical reliability, and predicted safety via scientific identifications of strains with established health benefits. There are 10 distinct ultra-floral probiotic formulas for customized support for digestive and immune health. Ultra-floral probiotics are available at Center for Advanced Medicine. Visit them today at centerforadvancedmed.com.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is FM 106.1, North County, AM 1210, San Diego, K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is Dr. Dave Nelson and Dr. Bill Kellis. We're in-house.
And if you'd like to join the program in progress, give us a call, 866-577-2473. Let's find out what's the root. There is no substitute. 866-577-2473. Let's go to Michelle in San Diego. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, yeah.
Michelle, my bell.
yeah, I was listening to you talked about the different tests you would do, but currently have breast cancer. I've been trying to, I've been doing different things, raw food diet, and what else? I've done the Budwig diet. I've tried different things.
So you're eating a lot of cottage cheese. Is that what you're telling me?
Pardon?
You're eating a lot of cottage cheese.
I don't now, but because it didn't seem to be doing.
Now you have interductal carcinoma. Is that what you have?
Yes.
Okay. And did you ever have children?
No.
Okay.
No, I started my history. I had Hodgkin's 35 years ago, so I was treated with radiation
in
1984.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I had that, and then complications led to, I had hysterectomy, so I didn't have children. And then, so anyway, I have a horrible health history. I've always been into health as far as eating. I got into health before I had my Hodgkin's, but into health meaning, you know, I started with whole grains and, you know, back in the 70s when the health.
You mean back when Dr. Rubin and Adele Davis was saving your life through roughage?
Yes, all that. So anyway, but so then I've gotten more and more since the latest one. I, you know, got into raw foods and just reading everything I can read. But
all right, let's go through a few things, because breast cancer doesn't kill people. It's the metastases of breast cancer that kills people. So
yes,
let's find out, rather than keep putting out the fire, let's find out where the arsonist is.
Right. And just one last thing. You mentioned sympathetic nervous system. Isn't that the one where
fight and flight.
They don't process food very well?
You don't process foods because you're in battle, and you'd rather be fighting the battle than digesting the food. You have what's called repair, restore, and digest, and that's your parasympathetic. And then you have fight or flight, which is your sympathetic. If your sympathetic's on, you won't repair, digest, restore.
I see. Okay. I don't know what I am. I just was trying to read those different things, but
I'll tell you how you can tell. Do you find yourself not breathing very deep?
Well, when I exercise, I'm not sure what you mean. I think I know what you mean, but I don't know. I don't pay attention to breathing that much. But
okay.
I know when I sleep sometimes. I haven't had it recently, which is good. But sometimes when I sleep, I feel like I can't breathe. And it wakes me up, of course, because I'll have a dream of not breathing, not getting enough air. And then sometimes I even get a headache. So I wonder, am I not breathing in the night? So because getting a headache. Yeah. Anyway, then I start to breathe, get up and walk around and breathe. And the headache it goes away, you know. So that's a problem that I have had. I don't have it currently. You know.
Yes. And the medical solution to that is put a big mask over your head and shove oxygen into your face.
okay.
That really is the solution for them. What you need to do is you need to check the diaphragm.
Uh-huh.
You need to check C2, which controls the vagus nerve. And you need to make sure that your system's loose and relaxed. Tell me about your dental work, because if we're dealing with breast cancer, I want to look at dental work. Right, Dr. Dan?
Exactly.
I have crowns. I don't have any root canals.
Tell us about your crowns. What kind of crowns?
They're porcelain with the metal underneath.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And you don't have any root canals? And do you have any mercury fillings or anything?
I'm not sure. Amalgamum.
Yeah.
Dark fillings?
No, they removed all those dark ones. So I had them at one time, but then they were replaced with. What is the newest thing? I thought amalgamum
the
was.
The porcelain.
Composites.
Composites.
And then I think they have an updated one that lasts better, because I've had some of those fall out right after I got them, something, but like within a year. But anyway, so I have some of those and then some that. Of the latest material.
So, Michelle, how many mercury fillings did you have at one time?
Oh, I don't have fillings on my front or bottom teeth, but I did have a filling probably almost in every tooth. I mean,
okay.
They're now white.
Yeah,
white
right, right,
I don't
right.
know what it
okay.
is made of. But yeah.
So I have one more question about the dental work. Have you had any extractions, any abscesses, wisdom teeth, or anything like this happen ever?
No, I have my wisdom teeth. I've never had any teeth removed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, good.
You can tell she's really smart. She's got her wisdom teeth.
It's a mystery. I went to a chiropractor. He goes, it's very odd, you know, because my tumor's on my right side. And he said, normally people get it on the left. And I don't know. What else did he say?
There's a couple.
And then I've never had. Go ahead. Yeah, never mind. That's good.
Well, there's a couple things we would like to check out. One is if that's porcelain fused to nickel, because nickel in the and nickel is in stainless steel, just so we're clear. Nickel is what you inject in rats to give them cancer so you can treat them with your drugs.
Mm.
And if nickel's in your mouth, and if they put the porcelain crown over some of the old mercury filling, it makes what's called a battery effect. In other words, if you ever wondered why a Duracell, it's attached to nothing, yet you put it in a battery and all of a sudden you get a light, it's because it has two different metals. And if you put two different metals together, and nickel and mercury are the strongest battery that we have. It's the one they use in space. It's the one you use to run your watch for the next 5 years. And if they put that in your mouth, you're going to have a battery effect, which releases those toxic nickel electrons as well as the mercury electrons to suppress the immune system and modify the RNA, which is classic for setting up breast cancer.
Did you ever wear braces?
No.
No, good, okay.
But my chest was radiated, you know, when I had the Hodgkin. Right. So that's what the regular doctors say. It's probably I got it from that.
Well, and that's probably true.
Yeah.
The solutions that they recommend normally for cancer are the same things that cause cancer. We're going to poison and radiate you. So
right. I know.
Hey, the good news is you made it from here to hear from Ronald Reagan's presidency. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But you
mainly think it's possible from the dental situation.
It could be from the dental, and it could be from the radiation. Right. Either way, what you want to do is support your detoxification systems to get all that out. And you want to reprogram your immune system. So there's things you can do with mushrooms, things like agaricus and some of the things that Sloan Kettering uses. And you want to support fatty acids and take you off the sugar processing or alcohol processing.
I haven't eaten sugar in about 4 years, and I haven't eaten. I live on flaxseed oil every day.
Avoid also vinegar and alcohol, because those are forms of sugar.
The fats are really important. The good fats, olive, coconut, avocado, that high-fat diet is really, really important.
Huh. Well, I have. That's what I have. I mean, I am on. I do eat those things, but I can't eat Well, I'm sure you don't. Well, like, what is the amount of coconut oil? Is what, 1 to 2 tablespoons a day?
Well, I'll tell you when I eat coconut oil. I put coconut oil with my meals because it's got a thing in it called caprylic acid. Mm-hmm. And caprylic acid. So if I eat grains or roots or something to get a carb, I want the caprylic acid in there, and it controls the fermentation of yeast and things like that. And so if you do olive oil, it's got oleic acid, which does the same type of thing. So each of these oils, and you can go all the way to olive leaf extracts and all these things. All those things have oils which control fermentation. And
if you're not eating, you said you put them on grains or beans. I couldn't hear what you said.
Greens, you can put them on your foods. Just put them in your foods.
You put them on both. And instead of using vinegar, I use lemon juice or lime.
Now, even apple cider vinegar, raw apple cider vinegar?
I would not do that.
I know, because you see, for you, it's increasing your aldehydes. And aldehydes have to be processed. And unfortunately, with cancer, you're not good at you're already processing the aldehydes that are dealing with cancer.
So raw apple cider vinegar is not good for me.
Not good. The reason
I read everything they always say, you know.
Well, I'll teach you a little bit. I'll tell you what. Hold on, and when we come back, I'll teach you a little bit about fermentation, how that works.
Okay.
Anybody we'll wishing right to join the program in progress, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Let's find out what's going on with you. What's at the root? As you notice, we're going to try to go past the symptom, past the system, and go all the way to the root of the cause. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. And we'll be back in a moment. This is Health Talk, A Second Opinion.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave Nelson. I want to tell you about one of the best products I know to detoxify and rejuvenate your cells. Sun Corella is the richest, most complete whole food you'll ever find, and is packed with life-supporting nutrients like protein, iron, chlorophyll, beta-carotene, lutein, and so much more. Sun Corella is the only Corella product that guarantees the highest digestibility. That means your body can assimilate so much of the good whole food nutrition. So give the good folks at Sun Corella USA a call today, and they will send you a free sample. Just call 1-800-979-8448. That's 1-800-979-8448, and receive your free sample.
This is Dr. Mark Drucker for the Center for Advanced Medicine. God has blessed us by helping us develop a truly integrated clinic, a clinic with medical doctors, nutritionists, chiropractors, and dentists, and a whole team of caring staff to help patients deal with challenging health problems. Whether you're suffering with heart disease, diabetes and blood sugar issues, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, any autoimmune disorder like MS or arthritis, or if you just want help with weight loss, you want to feel better, or good old-fashioned prevention and anti-aging, take the opportunity to visit a truly integrated clinic that can take care of all the aspects of your health concerns at the root cause. We're located just 15 minutes south of Camp Pendleton in North San Diego County. Call us today. Operators are standing by. The number is 888-244-4420. That's 888-244-4420. Call toll-free today, 888-244-4420.
In 2013, people just like you spent over $3 billion on probiotic supplements. What people don't know is that all probiotics are not created equal. Zymogen's ProbioMax formulas are engineered by scientists, recommended by healthcare providers, and utilized by adults and children worldwide. We select and identify only the most effective, specific probiotic strains for your body's needs. So how does your probiotic measure up? Protect your family's health with the Zymogen difference. Ask your healthcare practitioner if Zymogen's ProbioMax is right for you.
Thank you for supporting our ministry partners and advertisers. This is FM 106.1, North County, AM 1210, San Diego, K-Praise.
Welcome back to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. This is your host, Dr. Bill Kellis, co-host Dr. David Nelson. Of course, you're the star of our show. We'd love to hear from you. We have lines open right now. Give us a call, 866-577-2473. Find out what's at the root for you or a loved one. 866-577-2473. Michelle, you there?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go into this fermentation thing, because cancer has three enemies: heat, light, and air. Okay. Mm-hmm. When you ferment, here's how you ferment. You take a sugar, and it could be grapes. And then when it ferments, it becomes alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then when the fermentation goes bad, it becomes vinegar, or ferments further. Mm-hmm. That vinegar mm-hmm. is very acidic. And if I take something that's very acidic and I put it on a yeast, the yeast will close up, or bacteria. In other words, it acts as an antimicrobial. That's the good news. That's where you get mm-hmm. a good thing with apple cider vinegar and all these different vinegars. But the bad news is now you still have that formaldehyde from the alcohol that you have to process. Now, you have formaldehyde.
It's in the vinegar?
Yeah.
Well, it's formed from vinegar.
Yeah, you have formaldehyde and acetaldehyde. Now, your ethyl alcohol, which is the kind you can drink, it has a lot of acetaldehyde as a byproduct. Your methyl alcohol, which is the kind that causes blindness from the stills in, you know, West Virginia or something where they make this stuff, that can cause all kinds of problems. Brain problems, forgetfulness, mind problems, all kinds of that function type.
Where does that come from? How would you get methyl alcohol?
Well, that's kind of what I'm about ready to share with you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
The methyl alcohol, 10% of all ethyl alcohol is methyl alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why when you get through all of your ethyl alcohol, you start having shakes and things. It's like your engine's running on, they call it DTs. It's like your engine's running on diesel fuel. And mm-hmm. what happens is your whole body can't function properly with that stuff in it. And so the reason mm-hmm. we say, going to either limes or lemons is because you get the acid coming in, but it turns into alkaline ash when it comes out.
Right.
And that actually stabilizes your system and gives you the flavor of cutting the oil. Like if you put olive oil with a lemon juice, it's just as good as olive oil with vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't have that bite of the aldehydes.
Okay. Interesting.
So one other thing, when I look at blood chemistries, I want to look at, we both, Dr. Kellis and I both look at, I'm going to look at your CO2, what your CO2 is doing. That kind of tells me also how you're oxygenating.
How you're breathing.
Yes, I think I have had that in the past. It was low.
And that's telling us that you're not breathing.
Right.
So it means
that means you're not getting enough oxygen either.
So it means
that's
you have
true.
To.
I had low.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, here's the rest of it.
Low. But I was also on the keto diet maybe at the time, which might have encouraged that. But go ahead.
No. What happens is right in your solar plexus, right at the bottom of your rib cage, mm-hmm. you have a thing called a diaphragm. That diaphragm is like for your lymph system. So if you're not pumping that diaphragm, which your low CO2 says you're not doing, then you're not moving mm-hmm. the lymph. Well, I hate to say this, but the breast is part of the lymph.
Yes.
Okay.
So you're not putting the good stuff in and pulling the bad stuff out. Good stuff in, bad stuff out. And what happens is the cells can start mutating because they're not getting fed properly or detoxified properly.
Is it the diaphragm, is that moved by like running or doing some physical exercise or something different?
Well, but it moves by breathing and by running and all those things. But if yours is jammed, which happens on a lot of people, any fear, any fall, anything like that will jam it.
Yes.
And if it's jammed, it's like you really don't get a good deep breath. And people say to me after we open it up, they go, "Oh man, I can't believe how easy I can breathe now."
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Good. Because I mean, recently it seems like I've been okay. I've been taking a Zumba class, but I know that like a year ago I was taking classes and I Yeah, if I bend over, then I get up, I've been dizzy, or I can't seem like I couldn't get enough breath in the class. But I thought it was related because at the time I was doing the keto diet, it seemed like when I started that, I wasn't getting enough, you know, I was not eating carbs, and so I wasn't getting enough. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to make a quick suggestion. I'm going to say that you ought to go check in with Dr. Nelson, have him run a machine on you. It costs a couple hundred dollars, and you can find out what's causing it. Let's get the arsonist. The second thing I'm going to recommend is that you see Audrey, our massage therapist, who can open your diaphragm and can get your lymphs working properly.
Okay.
How's that for simple?
Yeah, that sounds interesting.
And I would also recommend, we have a voltage charge test. We can check each one of those crowns and caps.
Okay.
And see what kind of charges coming off. Shouldn't have any charges.
Yeah.
At all in your mouth.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a large charge. All right. Okay. Did that help you?
All right. Well, so your number to call
is 760-632-9042. 760-632-9042.
Okay. All right. And what is the name of it?
Center for Advanced Medicine.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, you're welcome.
Have a blessed day.
All right.
And, John, just real quick on your stainless steel cookware, I don't recommend stainless steel because you get nickel in your food. Recommend glassware wherever you can. And any of the glass-type products are excellent for that. Until next week, give us a call at 760-632-9042 or look us up on the web at Center for Advanced Med, M-E-D. And until next week, this is Dr. Bill Kellis and Dr. Dave Nelson wishing the Lord's health and grace to you.
Been listening to Health Talk, A Second Opinion. Your hosts have been health practitioners from the Center for Advanced Medicine, which is located in Encinitas, California. Center for Advanced Medicine is an integrated medical center whose purpose is to discover the root cause of your health problems and implement a treatment plan to assist you in regaining your health. Their doctors use the right modalities, all located in the center, the right way at the right time. For over 25 years, the center has been helping people like you from all over the country. For more information, you can call the Center for Advanced Medicine at 760-632-9042. That's 760-632-9042. And make sure to visit their website at centerforadvancedmed.com. That's centerforadvancedmed.com.
Health Talk, A Second Opinion, is sponsored by the Center for Advanced Medicine.